Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, it's David here, and I want to fill you in on some exciting news. This is the last week of the Daily DC. For those of you who've been avid listeners, and for those of you listening for the first time, I really want to thank you. It's been a great run covering some of the biggest political stories with you. But do not worry, I'm not going far. In fact, the CNN audio team and I have been cooking up some new podcasts for you. If you want to keep getting your political news in 10 minutes or less, I hope you'll check out the CNN Political Briefing. As its host, I'll be giving you the latest political insights you need to know. This will be similar to the Daily DC version you've been hearing for the past month. We're also launching a brand new weekly podcast that will take you beyond the headlines. It's called Politically Sound. Every Friday, CNN senior political reporter Nia Malika Henderson and I will be joined by special guests to help you connect the dots on what happened in politics that week. So check out and subscribe now to CNN Political Briefing and Politically Sound, wherever you get your podcasts. We'll see you there next week.
Hi. Sorry to keep you.
That's all right. You ready to go to work?
Oh my God. I'm so ready to go to work.
First of all, is the answer yes?
The answer is absolutely yes, Joe. And I am ready to work. I am ready to do this with you, for you. I'm just deeply honored and I'm very excited.
The first conversation between Joe Biden and Kamala Harris as the Democratic nominee offered the California senator the running mate slot on his ticket. We'll discuss that today. Plus, how are the Republicans and the Trump campaign dealing with the Harris pick? How are they framing the argument against her? And finally, their first public event. What does the Biden-Harris ticket look like? Hello, everyone. I'm David Chalian, the CNN political director. This is the Daily DC. So the history is clear. Kamala Harris is a barrier breaker in terms of being the first Black woman, the first Indian American woman on the ticket for a major party's presidential nomination team. It isn't just historic because of her race or her gender, though it is that. But it is an American story. As Harris will tell you, I went back to listen to her very first day on the presidential campaign trail in 2019 when she launched her presidential campaign. And she was asked at her first press conference, do you identify as African American? Do you identify as Indian American? And her answer was, I identify as an American. And it is that quintessential American story, being the daughter of immigrants, that is going to be woven into all of her high-profile moments in this campaign. A vice presidential running mate has three major moments in the public eye if all goes well. Sometimes they can have more if it doesn't go well. But you have the rollout, which we are now a day into and so far seems to be a pretty successful one. We'll see as the days ahead emerge with more and more scrutiny for her. You have the convention speech that's coming next Wednesday night, so already in preparation mode for that. And then you have the debate that you'll have with Mike Pence in October. Those are the moments. And in those moments, Kamala Harris will no doubt tell her deeply American story. And one other thing Kamala Harris is going to have to figure out is how to best be deployed in the COVID era of a campaign. Normally, a high-profile surrogate. That's what the number two person is, and you would go all over the country. But with travel basically removed from the equation, no rallies, how does the Biden team use Kamala Harris day in and day out in a virtual campaign world to accomplish the electoral goals they want her to accomplish? A couple of other things to watch with Kamala Harris now on the ticket. One, how is Donald Trump and his campaign and the Republicans, how are they framing the argument around her? Again, this is going to be a race between Donald Trump and Joe Biden. We're talking a lot about Kamala Harris in these hours after her announcement as the VP pick. But for the most part, American voters are not going to really consider Mike Pence or Kamala Harris. For Kamala Harris to be probably the most expected pick Biden was going to make for 5 months of his process of deliberation, the Republicans, the president, and his campaign seemed a little slow out of the gate, settling on a frame. It seemed a bit scattershot. You had the president using that derogatory term he loves to use for women, specifically women of color, nasty, at his press conference yesterday. That certainly doesn't seem like that's going to hold all that well. You had this notion of trying to call her phony Kamala, that somehow because she ran against Joe Biden and now she's on the ticket, she's a phony and just a finger-in-the-wind politician. Of course, George H.W. Bush was running against Ronald Reagan, but he joined his ticket. Joe Biden ran against Barack Obama, but he joined his ticket. We've seen that time and again in American history, so I'm not sure that will hold. It seems today the Republicans are settling on Kamala Harris is extreme. That is now the bucket they are using to throw all the Kamala Harris oppo into, this notion that she's extreme and that she is going to push Joe Biden too far left. I'm not sure that's going to work for them because she's spent the bulk of her presidential campaign fending off criticism from the left. And finally today, the first time you see the presidential nominee with their vice presidential running mate, it's always a moment to note, take stock of. Take a look at the body language, the chemistry. Are they gelling together? Well, this first event between Biden and Harris in Wilmington, Delaware today will be first clues into what this newly formed bond and relationship will look like. However, it's unlike any other before it because of the COVID era. So even their first joint appearance is going to have to navigate social distance guidelines and other matters that may make assessing their chemistry, their body language together, all that more difficult, though it is certainly a sign of the times of how this partnership is being formed in this totally unprecedented era of presidential politics. Give a listen to the Biden-Harris ticket in Wilmington today.
My fellow Americans, now let me introduce to you, for the first time, your next Vice President of the United States, Kamala Harris. Kamala, floor is yours.
As I said, Joe, when you called me, I am incredibly honored by this responsibility, and I'm ready to get to work. I am ready to get to work.
That does it for today's edition of the Daily DC. Thank you all so much for listening. See you tomorrow.
When you work next level. And when you play next level. And when it's time to sleep, Sleep Number smart beds are designed to embrace your uniqueness, providing you with high-quality sleep every night. Sleep next level. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, the Queen Sleep Number C4 smart bed is only $1,599. Save $300 for a limited time, only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.